Welcome to the Voice of St. Anthony Parish. My name is Father Robert J. Carr, and I am the administrator of St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And I welcome you to our broadcast, which is every Monday through Friday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon here on WROL Radio. That's WROLradio.com, but probably you're listening right now through 950 AM or 100.3 FM. Anyway, we are also available. You can find us through CatholicAudioMedia.com, where you can connect to the website of the parish. You can connect to the parish. You can connect to the show. You can connect to the people on the show, CatholicAudioMedia.com. Before I go any further, I want to give a special thank you to Daniel's Bakery. You may know Daniel's Bakery is located on Market Street in Brighton, Massachusetts, and we have a food pantry that began around the time, right after the whole coronavirus shutdown began and people lost their jobs. And so we do have the food pantry there, and we want to thank Daniel's Bakery for contributing to our food pantry. So again, they're right there on Market Street in Brighton, Massachusetts. Well, it is Monday. Yesterday was the 13th Sunday of Ordinary Time, and our readings, our second reading, which is also known as the Epistle, we focused on Romans 6. And there's a line in there that I used for my homily, and that is that St. Paul, in verse 11 of Romans 6, says, "You must think of yourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus." And so the focus of my homily was answering the question, well, what does that mean? So we'll now turn you over to what I preached at Mass this weekend from St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. In today's second reading from Romans, Paul tells us that we must think of ourselves as being dead to sin and living for God in Christ Jesus. Well, what does that mean? Well, I actually decided to see what God calls us not to do to understand what he wants us to do. The strongest word in the Old Testament tells us what not to do is abomination. Any abomination to God is what we should not do. Looking in the Old Testament to see what an abomination is, I found that the most common use of the word is in connection to idolatry. The worst sin in the Old Testament is idolatry. Every form of idolatry eventually leads the Jews away from God and even into pagan practices, including human sacrifice. If we are to live in a way that rejects sin and seeks righteousness, the most powerful form of it is in finding and eliminating idolatry from our lives. Any form of idolatry will lead us away from Christ. The cause of idolatry was always what makes me prosperous, even in societies that never encountered the God of the Jews until the 1500s. They too, the American communities, had similar pagan practices, including human sacrifice and even child sacrifice, which was common with the Incas. Such practices were to please the gods to ensure prosperity of one form or another. Such idolatry was an attempt to manipulate the gods to conform to our will or to placate the gods who might be mad at us for one reason or another. Jesus calls us completely out of this system, and he offers himself as a sacrifice so that we will be freed from all of that. Then, as we see in Paul, our role is to serve God in such a way that we are not just pleasing to him, so that he will make us prosperous, but we will live for him as his agents in glorifying him in our lives. At times, that might make us prosperous, but at times, it might even make us poor. Jesus never promises financial prosperity, but he does promise eternal joy and calls us to be agents to lead others to that joy. This means we need to allow ourselves to be formed as those agents. We need the Holy Spirit to come and challenge and change us so that we live in a way that will reflect our love for God and for God's presence in the world. We cannot live for prosperity as our focus. We must instead live for holiness and make holiness our desire. If we live for for Christ, we must live for righteousness. But truly, the righteous one among the Jews was the prophet. He was the one who lived in a way that let people know that God was intimately involved in the human lives of the Jews, and later the whole world. The perceived righteous ones were the Pharisees. They conformed to the norms that would benefit them. So if we are to live as St. Paul calls us to live, we must live in true righteousness, the righteousness of the prophet, not of the Pharisee. We need the Holy Spirit to come and challenge and to change us so that we can be those prophets. I think that you will find that we are living in a unique time where that call is even stronger. Our country is caught up in a revolution right now, and we're seeing people challenge the status quo in every aspect in some of our cities. We see the work to take down statues. And does any of this challenge our form of thinking? People are afraid that these revolutionaries will take down statues of Jesus because they represent the status quo to some people. Now, I'm certainly not inviting you to participate in any of this, but I'm calling us all to ask the Lord to show us where we have embraced the status quo and look for any time we made property more important than people, and we will see what needs to change in us. We can live as Catholics for righteousness, and we're called at this time. Can we live in this way if it becomes unpopular to come to church and live the faith? Can we pray to be challenged on what God wants us to do? Can we ask the Lord to show us what needs to be done? We need to draw on the devotions and piety we foster as Catholics. We need to stay close to the sacraments if we can, so that we can live in the ways that pleases Christ in our love and service to others, even if it does not conform to our society. Remember, going to church is a powerful act, whether you are attending in person or online. It's a powerful act for each of us to live. We must allow ourselves to be challenged by Christ so that we can be his agents in the world. We must not be influenced by what is expedient, culturally or acceptable, but we must live in ways that lead others to know Christ in us and to see Christ in what we do. That may not conform to society's norms. What happens when we do not? I learned some time ago when I watched people protest against the Catholic Church and insult and scream at innocent Catholics attending Mass on Sunday. When the local media was trying to mold the church in their image and were fostering movements that called people to fight for their world their way. I learned that was the source of evil in and out of the church. Our world, our way. We represent our world, God's way. But our understanding of God's way is challenged and must be challenged every day. We must allow God to show us where the status quo is, not God's way, and where we need to understand our perception of righteousness to be God's way. We are agents of God's love, justice, mercy, and holiness, so that people can see that their world, their way will fail, but that only the way to a just society is one that is rooted in the internal truths of love, mercy, justice, and holiness in Christ. That is a society where all try to live in righteousness, in service to others. Let us call the Holy Spirit to come to challenge and change us, that God's will may enlighten our minds and we may enlighten others by our actions. You're listening to the voice of St. Anthony Parish of Alston, Massachusetts on WROL Radio. We'll be right back right after this. Everything has you overwhelmed. You are more than worried and you are inundated with fear. You keep asking yourself, what's going to happen tomorrow? Well, have you read the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter? Yes, the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter reminds us that all God's people go through difficult times, but God will get us through them.
Cast your troubles on him because he cares for you.
We are called to humble ourselves before the mighty Lord, and he will raise us up in victory.
Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he might lift you up in due time.
He reminds us to be aware that our weaknesses can lead us into the devil's path. So be extra vigilant.
Resist him, standing firm in your faith, because you know that the family of believers throughout the world is undergoing the same kind of sufferings.
So the next time you feel overwhelmed, turn to the fifth chapter of Peter's first letter in the New Testament. We're back. And before the break, you heard my homily from this past weekend. I gave that actually Saturday afternoon at the 4 o'clock Mass at St. Anthony Parish in Alston, Massachusetts. And what you will find there is I focused on, as you heard in the homily, Romans 6. And that was the epistle. It was actually only focused on one verse, Romans 6, verse 11. And that's where St. Paul calls us to think of ourselves as being dead to sin and alive for Christ. Well, at the end of the verse, you will find this footnote, and that led me to other verses in other epistles. And there, for example, St. Peter uses the same theme, but he calls us to live in righteousness. So I wanted to define that better. What does it mean to live for God in Christ? And that would be right, being righteous. But what does righteousness mean? And one of the ways I did that was to look at the opposite, as you heard in the homily. What is the opposite of righteousness? It's abomination. If you're doing an abomination, you are living the opposite of righteousness. And every time I found the word abomination in my search, except for the book of Leviticus, because that is a book of laws, I stayed out of that book because, you know, it would be like finding the word anathema in the Council of Trent. So I looked at for the rest of the Bible, and always it was related to idolatry. And in case you didn't know that, idolatry is the worst of all sins. Now, I took a seminar in preaching at Gordon College in Hamilton, and that's an evangelical school. And I went there because I wanted to preach like evangelicals because they are the best. And there was a thing they taught was to take the theme of the homily and repeat it three times. So if you didn't figure out what the theme was, it was this: let us call the Holy Spirit to come to challenge and change us.
Have you visited CatholicAudioMedia.com? There you can find material to help strengthen your faith and even support this radio program. Web videos on how to read the Bible, music from Father Adriano Zandana, links to column websites, and even the Pauline Bookstore. And even merchandise such as coffee mugs to bring a smile and encouragement during this time. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com. CatholicAudioMedia.com.